This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what Rush Limbaugh would say if he were still with us today about Moron Man Commie? He'd say, this is who the Democrats really are. I could practically hear him. They can't help themselves. They love this guy. Because you know what he is? You know what he represents? The direct route to communism. Total power, authoritarianism. Whatever you want to call it, it's what they want. They've always been kind of taking a sideways route, if you will, where they end up at the totalitarian, authoritarian destination, but sort of in a roundabout way, so that once you wake up and realize they've imported an entire shadow nation to outvote you, it's too late. You live in a Chinese-style one-party system. This was thought to be the way to get there. And he's like, forget it. No, we just go straight there. We'll just run as communists. They love it. Oh, they love it. You can hear it in their scuzzy little voices. Folks, and look, how many candidates get an entire congressional breakfast with dozens of Congress members? You know what they did? They brought a lot of Congress members, the Democrat ones, in through the back door to meet Man Commie. They put up cardboard over the windows so that no one would be pictured with Man Commie because they know you're not ready for this, okay? But they are. They are. So what did the openly Marxist members of Congress who met with him say? Oh, they love this guy. You can hear it in their voices.
I think he's a very personable, smart young man.
It's just beautiful to have someone who is so authentic. You know, that's money cannot buy that.
Zohran Mamdani is an incredible talent. Hard not to be won over.
You have AOC and Zohran. That's a winning combo.
This guy is not a communist. He's not a socialist. He's an advocate for a small C capitalism.
Huh. Yeah, don't be afraid. He's not a Marxist. He's not going to roll the tanks up to your house. He's really great. And he's not scary. I mean, he's totally for capitalism.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
Uh-huh. I hate a capitalist. He's not. But they love him. Do you know what they did? Fox News tried to show up at the restaurant this was supposed to be held at, got there, and they had moved it. And then they moved it to another restaurant, and they covered the windows of that one with cardboard. Why? Because they know this is a thing of shame. They don't want to be seen with him. But you just heard the joy in their voices. They are hardcore authoritarians. They would go full Chinese social credit system on your butt so fast, your head would spin. And they've had quite a beatdown lately, as they deserve to. And this is them getting a little hope that they might yet enslave the American people and crush them underfoot. And that's why you hear the joy in their voices, because it's who they are. But who is Man Commie? Here's Representative Matt Slater. He's a GOP assemblyman from New York who served with Man Kami.
And I mean, a Mamdani win here is going to propel a communist agenda all across this country. And that's why AOC, who I grew up with, had brought him down to Washington. If you look at what he's done in the assembly where I currently serve, he stood on the state legislature floor and he actually referred to his colleagues as his comrades. When you look at the legislation that he sponsored, it is right out of Karl Marx's playbook. And
of course it is. Well, like what?
Well, my favorite one that I've found is the fact that he sponsored legislation that would have the government restrict the amount of miles you can drive in your car.
Oh.
He's also sponsored legislation that would require sex education for kindergartners. I mean, this is the length and the radical agenda that he's had in the state assembly.
See, they love this. See, Democrats are taking this long, circuitous route. Shut down all legitimate sources of energy, paralyze the grid, cause blackouts, don't allow nuclear. By the way, do you know China is in the process of building 30 nuclear plants right now? Oh, they are so going to kick our rear end in manufacturing. It's not funny. Yeah. And while all of this, the Democrats were doing while insisting you drive an electric vehicle. Why? Well, once the rolling blackouts start, they can do what? What Man Kami wants to do. Tell you how often you could drive your car. It's not going to be enough electricity. Total power for that. See how it works? Man, Kami's like, shoot, that's too much work. I'm just going to bar people from driving their car. They'll just drive it whenever I say, or not. And we can control their movements. And they're like, oh my gosh, he's brilliant. See? But it's spreading, y'all. It's spreading like a cancer in the Democrat Party. They can't stop it. Get a load of this guy. They got one of these in Minneapolis. He is a son of an immigrant. Born here, still has the accent, which they love. And if you sound American, they don't want you because they hate America. They hate Americans. This is Omar Fateh. And you know what he is saying? He's explaining who the enemy is. He's a Somalian immigrant. Who is the enemy? Yeah, white people. Of course. Of course. Man, this guy is going to be huge. He is going to win. White people are the enemy. I'll let him explain. He doesn't even bother to speak in code. He just spells it out.
We heard them being called terrorists. We heard them being called drug dealers. We heard a lot of insults. We heard that they're a threat to our national security. And that's a flat out lie. You want to know who the real threat is, Madam President? They don't look like the folks up in the gallery. They don't look like the folks on the rotunda. They look like many of the members that sit in the front. And you don't have to take my word for it. According to DHS, Madam President, the greatest domestic threat facing the United States comes from, quote, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race. Not our immigrants. We are safer and we're better off because of them.
You just got here. Or your family did, and you figured out who the problem is, the people who let you come. Got it. Oh, this guy's going to be so... You're listening to the next mayor of Minneapolis, where only Democrats win. Hey, but you know what the really cool thing is? This weird thing is going on in New York. And look, this is a long shot. Do you realize Curtis Sliwa, the Republican, Man Kami, and Cuomo are in a photo finish right now? In other words, they're within the margin of error. If everything went right, we could end up with a Republican mayor of New York out of desperation. I'm not getting excited about that, but it could happen. This is not settled, not by a long shot. So now this is where the Democrats are going. And you know what I want? This is what I want. This is good. You know why? America's, if we're going to go into hardcore Marxism and authoritarianism, I don't want to backdoor that. I don't want people to be fooled into it. I want them to look it dead in the eye and choose it so we can know who's who, what's what, and where's where, and then move there to whatever's left of a free America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fetch bombshell. This makes a lot of stuff make sense. This is breaking overnight from Paul Sperry, Real Clear Investigations. On Sunday, it was a secret meeting held in the Russia-Trump collusion hoax. And they've got new classified documents they found that could open the floodgates. The floodgates holding back long-buried classified documents, exposing the deep state plot that's gone across three presidential elections to manipulate those elections. Criminally manipulate those elections to stop Donald Trump by the CIA, the FBI, and this is the best part, these new docs directly tie this to Hillary and Obama. So Trump administration officials held an urgent meeting on Sunday to talk about the new information on Russiagate. You might have heard a little bit about this. It's the biggest story of the week. Among them is this annex from John Durham. Remember John Durham did his kind of mushy moderate report that found basically nothing and let everybody off? Well, it turns out Durham found a lot of classified information that pointed out to the crimes, not just of Hillary, but also of the deep state in framing Trump, and they committed crimes. So what did he do? Well, what they always do when the deep state commits crimes, just classify it and nobody will see it. We can go right on committing more crime. Oh boy, we found it, didn't we? How do we find it? Well, Tulsi Gabbard, who's the director of national intelligence, has declassification authority, and she and a weaponization committee that she helped to start have been digging through this stuff. They got it. What did it show? Oh, it was a horror show. Obama knew, Biden knew, that Hillary had faked the Steele dossier. In fact, Comey, head of the FBI, and Brennan, head of the CIA, had wanted to spy on Trump and everyone around him to get compromise, to get dirt to help Hillary win. Wait, isn't that illegal? Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. Anyway, they took it to the FISA court. They got rejected. And we're telling the FISA court a bunch of lies about Carter Page, Russia, compromised Russia. So what did they do? Well, Hillary's campaign committed a felony and a misdemeanor to create the fake Steele dossier. And they went, awesome. Yeah, it's totally fake. We know that. But who cares? We'll use it. Took it back into the FISA court, lied to the FISA court under oath under penalty of perjury. That's a felony that carries up to 5 years. And Comey and Brennan committed it. So did Rod Rosenstein. And then they were in business. They got their three-jump warrant. That allowed them to spy on Trump, everyone around Trump, and everyone around them. So if you even sent an email during that period, they were spying on you. Trump copied somebody on an email that gave them the ability to spy on them. They were looking for compromise, dirt, anything they could use to help Hillary. What is this, folks? What are we talking about here? That's a conspiracy. I mean, it's a conspiracy built on a foundation of felonies, i.e. perjury. Well, what's the deal with conspiracy in the law? Well, the individual felonies, the statute of limitations that were committed by Comey and Brennan might have expired. But the thing with conspiracy is that as long as it or the cover-up is ongoing, the clock's not running yet. In other words, we're still well within the prosecutable period for those conspiracies. That's what the Trump administration met on this weekend. In addition, there's the other outrage of when Hillary Clinton did the classified email thing where she unsecured and insecured her servers so the Chinese and the Russians could go get the classified data that she illegally sent there. When she did that, there's so many felonies there, it boggles the mind. When they investigate her, remember they cleared her right before the election? Oh, yeah, no, we spent the weekend, the FBI did, she's good, she's cleared? No. They found evidence of crimes. And they buried it. And then Comey lied to Congress and he lied to the American people. But most especially, they hid the evidence of Hillary's crimes, then took the feloniously created Steele dossier and used it to launch the Russia collusion hoax. And all of it's still prosecutable. They got it all. Now, the good news overnight, the big bombshell, Trump is saying he will declassify. We're going to see all of it. We've heard that before. Nobody has protected the deep state more than Donald Trump. To me, it is a bigger mystery than Epstein or JFK or MLK or any of those files. Trump could have declassified all of this last time and he didn't. And I'll never understand why. But he can make up for it now. Remember, he put crooked, corrupt Bill Barr, who himself should go to prison for covering up Hunter Biden's crimes and gagging the IRS agents who knew about them. But that's another side alley we won't go down right now. You can take this conspiracy, take all the people connected like I just did with Bill Barr and just go down all those alleys, take out the whole deep state. And this is certainly enough to impanel a grand jury. Now, we got to do that outside of D.C. because D.C. is too corrupt. It's a post-American territory. So there's a lot of ifs here, but this is the most prosecutable thing I've ever done. I think this could go. At a minimum, we get the truth to the American people so they can begin to understand how fundamentally and profoundly corrupt the deep state is and drive public sentiment for dismantling it. But this is very exciting stuff. You got Hillary's crimes here. You've got Obama being told. We've got emails back and forth, so Obama knows. I mean, this is like Christmas. Listen to what they found about Clinton's unsecured email server. The classified intel details how then Secretary of State Clinton's improper email activity gave foreign actors access to classified material on purpose. Yet the FBI neglected to investigate the security breach, fitting a pattern of then FBI Director James Comey letting Clinton off the hook while gunning for Trump. All of this being driven by Tulsi Gabbard's weaponization working group and the ODNI, which is her office. So first we need Trump to declassify so we can all know the truth. And then we need to put these people in prison. But the best part, you know what they've got? Obama ordering the intelligence community to set up Trump and knock him off balance before he can even get started. That is what Real Clear Investigations is reporting this morning. That's among the intel. So we got him dead to rights. No wonder Michelle Obama won't appear in public with him. I'd be wanting to divorce him too. Or maybe she just doesn't like men. Hard to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Kyle Skeens. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.